You're listening to Perspective on WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. I'm Melissa Kay, bringing you news in our community. During this interview, I'm talking with Matt Sikowski, Director of Advancement and Alumni Relations with Assumption Catholic Schools, on Friday, April 10th. Thank you for joining me, Matt, to bring the community an update from Assumption.
Melissa, always great being here. Thank you for having me to discuss this important community event brought to us by Assumption Catholic Schools.
And that important community event is the Run the Rapids, which is coming up in a little bit this month here. So let's just dive right in, Matt. What
you
do we
bet,
got?
Melissa, I really, again, thank you for this opportunity. The Run the Rapids 5K Run Walk, we are entering our 21st year of this event.
Wow.
It's the longest running event of its kind in Wisconsin Rapids. And the focus of this event, it really zeroes in on the great work that Wood County Human Services does with families and children that are affected by child abuse. So this event is about child abuse prevention, and it supports the efforts that Human Services does with these families.
Okay.
So the dollars that are raised earmarked toward what they're trying to do. So important. Unfortunately, Melissa, back in just last year in 2025, there were reported 222 cases of child abuse, which includes neglect, physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional damage, and abuse to unborn children. So there definitely is a need for this. And you would think in our day and age that what I just discussed with you would belong in a museum, that this is what happened many years ago, but unfortunately it's just a reality every year that we face. And it seems like these stats get bigger. So there really is a need for this community to not only support it, the funds for human services, but to create awareness of what exactly is going on. And that's what it does. And we're so proud, Assumption Catholic Schools, to be part of this. Because really what we do in a larger sense, not only with our schools, but with the Catholic churches, to support children and families. And this fits in right to what we do. It's right in our wheelhouse. So the event is on Saturday, April 25th. So again, appreciate the time that we have to discuss this.
Yeah. So when you're, can you pre-register for the event, I believe?
Absolutely. So all the registration takes place on our registration site. It's done online.
Okay.
And what you need to do, what everyone needs to do, is go to runtherapidsitsyourrace.com. Very simple, easy way to register. You can register right up until race morning. The fee is $30 for anyone that's 11 and above, $15 for people that are age 10 and below. And then on race morning, there's a $5 late fee.
Okay.
So it's best for everyone to get and register right now before the 25th. So it is never too late. We have plenty of room. And the thing that's exciting actually today is the t-shirt deadline.
Ooh.
So when listeners probably hear this, it'll be past the deadline. But I did order plenty of extra shirts.
Okay.
Plenty of shirts. And we're known for our participant shirts. They're very nice. And you also get a drawstring bag.
Okay.
It's more of an athletic bag that you can, you know, if you have your shoes or water bottles, those people love those. And those are made possible through one of our donors.
Oh, nice.
That
so
really wants.
Who
wants
made
to
the
be
design
able to do that
for the t-shirt this year?
You know, I work through, I work with Wheel Enterprises. That's a company in Milwaukee.
Okay.
And I work with an artist there, and she is, I've been doing this many years, Melissa, so we have a good relationship. And in fact, when I, after we get done taping this, I got to head back and conclude that order.
Okay.
So it's all good. So I would say just in general for everyone listening, come on out. It's really a great event that kicks off spring in our community. Not only that, you're supporting a great cause that is so needed.
So let's talk about the course just a little bit. Where does it start?
I like to think the course, Melissa, is really one of the better courses. I've done myself a lot of these 5K events. And this one is a real gem. So it takes place right in front of the Moravian Church on First Avenue. That's where the start and finish line is. And about 90% of the course takes place on the Ottawagam Trail,
okay,
which rolls right along the Wisconsin River. Mm-hmm. So you start by the Moravian Church. It's an out and back course.
Okay.
You stay on that trail, and the turnaround is located approximately where the firefighters' memorial is located.
Oh, okay.
You turn around, you head back to the finish line. So really a beautiful course. You're right along the river, and definitely one of the highlights, I think, of this event. Cause, first event of spring, mm-hmm. beautiful course.
Yeah. And then there's what time does registration start?
So, great question, Melissa. People can pre-register mm-hmm. at 7:30 in the morning.
7:30, so 7:30
okay. to 8:30. And it takes place in the Centralia Center, the Riverwalk, right where the community theater is mm-hmm. located. Mm-hmm. So it takes, you register, pick up, and if you pre-register, that's where you pick up your bib and t-shirt.
Okay.
And then another big part of the event is we have a free kids dash.
Oh.
At 8:45.
Oh, fun.
So 15 minutes before we start the race at 9 a.m. And then we're off. So it's Centralia Center, register. You walk down to the start line, and off we go.
And tell me a little bit about the Kids Dash. What is that?
The Kids Dash takes place at the start and finish line. We actually have the Assumption track team that'll be helping us out mm-hmm. with these kids. So it's a little out and back. It's like a mini course.
Okay.
So I would say the distance for these kids, for these young uns, a little less than half a mile.
Okay.
Which is a challenge in itself.
Mm-hmm.
Kids get a water bottle and a medallion. It's free. Come on out. Bring your child. And that is primarily for kids age 5 and under.
Okay.
You could be 6 or 7 and do it, but age 5 and under, that's where primarily the Kids Dash
gotcha.
Is all about.
Okay. So then the big race starts at 9.
The big event starts at 9 a.m. We get usually about an hour. We wrap up. One great feature that we have, Melissa, is we have Pinery's Running Lab.
Oh.
They're part of Robert's Therapy.
Okay.
And they're doing free massages.
Oh, nice.
So when you get done with your race, weather permitting, we'll be outside, but that hasn't been the case, at least in my 6 years of doing this. So we take advantage of the Centralia Center. So when they get done, they can go up, get their massage. We have post-race refreshments, courtesy of Quick Trip.
Nice.
And our award ceremony will take place at 10:15 inside the Centralia Center. Again, if we're so blessed to have a beautiful day, we'll move those activities near the start and finish line.
Sure. And then as far as the, what is this, drawing Garmin GPS watch?
Yes. Last year we had a drawing for an adult male and female, a GPS Garmin watch.
Mm-hmm.
So again, this is donated by one of our sponsors. So I'm really glad you brought this up, Melissa, because we're going to do that again this year. So
nice.
We do the drawing after the race. Before the award ceremony, but you got to be there.
Mm.
So you just can't split after the race if you want that watch. But it's a great watch. It's a GPS Garmin, very simple. And when you use these, it keeps track of your distance.
Like your steps and everything?
Steps.
Oh, cool.
It's amazing what these watches can do.
Mm-hmm. And, well, why don't we pause right here, and when we come back, we'll talk about the corporate challenge, the different divisions, and the prizes, and also the sponsors.
Great. Sounds good, Melissa.
All right. Well, we'll pause here to hear from our sponsors. I'm Melissa Kay, talking with Matt Sikowski, Director of Advancement and Alumni Relations with Assumption Catholic Schools, and you're listening to Perspective on 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, WFHR. Welcome. You're listening to Perspective on WFHR 1320 AM 97.5 FM. I'm Melissa Kay, bringing you news in our community. I'm speaking with Matt Sikowski, Director of Advancement and Alumni Relations with Assumption Catholic Schools. And where we left off, Matt, we were talking about this Run the Rapids 5K run walk that's happening on Saturday, April 25th. We talked about the race course, the different age groups, the price for the different age groups. But now let's dive into a little bit more of the age division and the prizes.
Well, what we do, Melissa, we do have age divisions. And I want to emphasize, everyone in the listening audience, you don't have to be a runner to be part of this event. Don't worry about these age division and the awards, what we're going to talk about. I would say 60% of our participants are walkers.
Mm.
So all walkers, primarily a big part of our what this is.
Yeah.
But to get to our age divisions, and I'm just going to go over those right now. We have male and female age 13 and under, male and female age 14 to 19, male and female 20 to 29, 30 to 39, 40 to 49. These are ages, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Ages 50 to 59, ages 60 to 69, and age 70 and over. So male and female in those age divisions, the top three get a medallion.
Okay.
So first, second, and third. Then there's a top overall winner for the male and female, and they get a plaque.
Oh, nice.
So it is nice. So those are our age divisions. And if you don't mind, Melissa, how about we talk about our sponsors?
Sure. Let's dive into the sponsors.
They're the ones that make this event possible. And this is a cross-section of so many outstanding organizations, people that are supporting this event.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this we couldn't do it without them. So I really appreciate this time to list who we have. And I could take another half hour talking about these people, but we won't do that. So we have our platinum sponsors, and that is Advanced Janitorial. Advanced, owned by Brian Nickel, who only has a few more months. He sold his company.
Oh.
But, you know, Brian's been with Advanced for years and a huge supporter of this event. They're a platinum sponsor. We have the Ann Santaga family.
Mm-hmm.
For our gold sponsors, of course, we have Coldwell Banker, Siebert and Realtors.
Nice.
Led by J.R. Siebert.
Mm-hmm.
Now, J.R. is on the committee here of the planning committee. He unfortunately will not be here this year. He's in Florida.
Oh.
But he'll be with us in spirit. He got his racing career started with this event.
Oh, wow.
And he went on to run 8 Boston Marathons. I love talking about JR. So we have Caldwell Banker, Siebert and Realtors, Complete Control Incorporated, the Dental Suite, Dr. Elizabeth Doolittle, huge supporter. And we have Dick and Michelle Lang. Our silver sponsors, Aspirus Health, Bank Account Corporation. We have a new silver sponsor, Goodwin Construction.
Oh.
We have the Cookie Jar. You want good bakery, go to the Cookie Jar, located right across from the West IGA.
Mm-hmm.
We have Luke Weiland, attorney at law, Ortho Molecule Products, Wisconsin River Orthopedics, and Wood County Deputy Sheriff's Association. Our bronze sponsors. We have a new one, the Alternative Edge.
Okay.
Love that store.
Mm-hmm.
Becker & Cum CPA, Express Recycling Solutions, From the Ground Up Coffee House, Kohler Vision, another new sponsor, Ridge Top Exteriors, Solaris, Tricor LLC, another new one, Kerry Van Ert State Farm, Whiskey Rapid Saloon, and 8th Street Auto.
Nice.
I mean, what a diverse group of sponsors coming together. It's just really a great thing, Melissa. They're the ones that I'm most, one of the things I'm really proud about this event is that support. And I'd like to recognize our in-kind sponsors. We have Advance America that will supply the water for our participants. Crockett Septic with the Dakota toilets. Got to have those.
Mm-hmm.
Franklin Finish, that's the timer. Jake Franklin is the timer who owns Franklin Finish. He's a great help setting up the registration site.
Mm-hmm.
He's part of the planning committee as well. Quick Trip, community-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
What an organization, NRG Media, helping us out, getting some ads out. Ocean Spray, another solid in-kind sponsor. I mentioned the Pineries Running Lab.
Mm-hmm.
Got to acknowledge WFHR AM 1320. Thanks for always your support, Melissa, talking
about this. Of course,
yeah.
Well, you know, locally grown radio and these local events, it's important to talk about these and to inform the public on what's happening and what's coming up.
Yes, indeed. So everybody, those are our sponsors. And again, what a great list it is. So
mm-hmm.
Just wonderful people. And you had mentioned earlier about our corporate challenge, Melissa. We do have that. And what it is, it's primarily a lot of our sponsors get their employees that want to participate.
Okay.
It's a good way to get people out, to form fellowship amongst their companies and organizations. And mm-hmm. we also have some friendship groups, that, let's say, that aren't a company that have their own team.
Yeah.
And really what it is just getting the greatest amount of people from your company, organization, or friendship group to be involved in the event.
Gotcha.
And we do have a contest. We have a traveling trophy. It's kind of like our version of the Ryder Cup or the Green Jacket.
Okay.
So whoever has the most participants for 1 year hangs on to the traveling trophy.
Mm.
So it's fun. And the previous 2 years, champions has been Human Services.
Nice.
They really get out and support it. So this year, they have some competition. So we'll see. And that is always... we introduced who the winner is at the award ceremony.
Nice.
So that is not too late to join.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone listening has a friendship group, and again, if you do that, we give you a promo code and you get $5 off the registration fee.
Oh, nice.
So contact me if you have a group of friends. My direct line at Assumption Catholic School, 715-422-0914. But about 95% of the time, people contact me by my email.
Mm-hmm.
So my email, matthew@sikowski, Z as in zebra, akowski@acswr.org. And look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not too late to join in. You can still register, even though it's past the t-shirt date. Sounds like Matt's got you covered with some extras.
I got extras. Yeah, I mean, doing this year after year, you kind of know how many extras you need to order. So you'll be taken care of.
This being the 21st year of this long-standing race in Wisconsin Rapids to support a wonderful, maybe wonderful isn't the right way to put it, but educating people on child abuse and that it is still happening, and supporting the good work that the Wood County Human Services does to help children and families.
Absolutely, Melissa. Saturday, April 25th, 9 a.m., start and finish by the Moravian Church, plenty of parking in the Centralia Center parking lot. We'd love to see you.
Yeah.
And I really would hope the community comes on out, supports this great event.
Even if you didn't want to run or walk, you can still cheer them on from the sidelines.
You know, one last thing too, Melissa. If anyone is interested in any volunteer opportunities, we're always looking for even more help than the volunteers that we already have. And then you can contact me at those numbers I just gave.
All right. Well, I think that we've wrapped this up pretty well. I'm Melissa Kay, speaking with Matt Sikowski, Director of Advancement, Alumni Relations with Assumption Catholic Schools. Thank you for taking the time to speak with me today, Matt.
Thanks a lot, Melissa. So long, everybody.
And thank you to our listeners joining us for news in our community on Perspective 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, WFHR.